Addison spoke to the media during All-Star Weekend. He said he's considering all remedies for revamp tanking in the NBA. Here's what the article says from Marona Shepard, who does a great job covering the NBA for ESPN. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said Saturday that tanking has been worse this year than we have ever seen in recent memory. He is considering every possible remedy, including taking away draft picks, stopping the type of overreach behavior. He fined the Utah Jazz and the Indiana Pacers this past week, if y'all remember that. Adam said, quote, in the older days, it was just sort of an understanding amongst partners in terms of behavior. I think we've seen is modern analytics, where it's so clear that the incentives are misaligned. Are we seeing behavior that is worse this year than you have seen in recent memory? Yes, is in my view. Which was what led to those fines, and not just those fines, but to my statement that we're going to be looking more closely at every totality of all circumstances this season in terms of teams' behavior, and very intentionally wanted teams to be on notice. Mr. McCain, the NBA has a tanking problem.
Yes, it does. Why does the NBA have a tanking problem, Playmaker? Why do you think?
Well, I can say this. The small bit of first take that I did catch last week leading up to the All-Star Weekend. One, Mr. Brian Windhorst, those of you who know who that is, said that he knows there are certain people who are in those positions. We're talking about general managers and people like that in executive roles of these teams. They have been incentivized to do such things.
Right, but let me ask you. I'll go this way. So you don't have NFL tanking results, rewards, right? Because you can tank and still not even get a top five pick because you have a lottery. So there's so many things that can be said. There should have never been a wink, wink gentleman's agreement to tank. Adam Silver, you're an idiot for coming out and saying that. Great job in having an interview where you're supposed to be serious and putting, quote unquote, your foot down for tanking. And all you do is regurgitate information that we already know. You don't say that there's going to be any type of remedies, any type of, you just throw a couple of fines out there. Do you think these owners, the money they make, give a monkey's, you know what, that you fine them a few thousand dollars, a few hundred thousand dollars? So I'm just going to skip straight to what I think should be the solution. I think your bottom 10 teams should all be put in an equal odds lottery at the end of the season. One ball for everybody. Now, if you win the number one pick, you don't get the number one pick again, even if you win it again, for 5 years. So if you're constantly at the bottom and constantly get a number one pick, you're not going to get the number one pick. You're going to get the number six pick. You're not even going to get a top five pick, except for once every 5 years, once you hit number one. So if you hit two, three, whatever. But if you hit number one, you have 5 years before you get another top five pick. Also, if you are constantly in that bottom 10, we know lottery is like 13, but whatever, because you know those last three is whatever. If you want to throw them in, you can throw them in too. It's not really that big of a deal. Those last few quote unquote lottery teams. But equal odds for everyone. So it doesn't matter if you tank to get the last pick or the first. You get equal odds. And if you have, again, got the number one pick, you can't get it for 5 years. And I mean, you can even go as far as if you've got a number one, two pick, you can't get that for 4 years. You know, you want to go that route, you can go that route. But you have to do something where tanking looks stupid. That's how you fix tanking. You make it look stupid. Why are you tanking when you got equal odds, whether you're one or 13? And if you've already tanked and gotten the number one pick in the last 5 years, you can't get it again. So basically everybody would jump up. So say you get a number one pick 2 years in a row from the drawing. That second year, you're going back to six automatically. And everybody who's six through two is all bumping up automatically. I feel like going from one to six because you just won the number one pick, everybody else moving up around you, I think that will decentivize tanking at a high level. Now, will it get rid of tanking all the way? No.
See, I didn't think I would be the one to come with the harsh punishment. I thought that would be you. I'm impartially surprised.
Because, I mean, punishment...
I'm gonna make this very simple, and I don't care who doesn't like it. You got a tanking problem? If you are fined, and the reason that you are fined is because of tanking, guess what? You lose your first round draft pick. Ooh. How about that? If you are suspected of tanking in any form and the NBA finds you, you automatically lose your first round pick. I bet teams will stop tanking then. The Utah Jazz was fined $500,000. They should lose their first round draft pick.
But
they can't even say they wasn't tanking because I already know they was tanking, because when you play the Orlando Magic, you were beating the Orlando Magic, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter you took all your starters out.
But here's the thing. So they're making a big deal about Jaren Jackson Jr., right? Well, there actually was something wrong with him because he's out for the season with
I know what you're talking about. But for me, they took all their starters out.
No, I get what you're saying.
I'm like,
you could always argue like, well, we took Jaren Jackson out because of injury, and then you know. Well, the thing is, you're gonna have to, if you're gonna use your system, which I don't have a problem with, you know what I'm saying? My team don't be tanking. We trying to win championships. We ain't worried about tanking. So I don't have a problem with your harshness of your selection. But I would just say you have to be 100% sure then that it's tanking. And I don't think the little fines that you levied were for you feeling like it was 100% tanking. More so you just wanted to make a example out of somebody. So I think if you're going to take people's picks, you have to be able to systematically prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was tanking. Because if you take my first round pick and then we find out it was not tanking, then we're going to have to go to litigation. So I think you, like I said, you're going to do what you want to do. You're going to have to be 100% sure without a shadow of a doubt that it's tanking. 100%.
But I can't speak on the Indiana Pacers part, but that was only about $100,000, so I don't know what happened there. But I know for sure the Utah Jazz is tanking. Like, really? Y'all was literally beating the Orlando Magic. In Orlando, by the way.
They did the same thing and won a game, too, though. So maybe
same thing in Miami. I don't know what's going on in Miami, but. Now, if they would have just took Jaren Jackson out and that was it, I'm with you. I'm not saying what I'm saying. Because he did. No, you took your entire starting lineup out. Come on, man. Your whole starting five ain't hurt. And that's why, I don't know if you heard me last week when I did the show with Cole. That's why I went off on Orlando, because I'm saying the fan base is about to check out Orlando. Because the only reason why y'all won, because Utah said, oh yeah, I forgot. We ain't supposed to be winning. We supposed to be losing. My bad.
I mean, the other thing too, if that's something they've been doing for most of the season, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like to go down your route, you just have to be able to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt this team was definitely tanking purposefully. And from the amount of the fines, it doesn't seem to me like they know like 100% sure they was tanking. They just found some situations that on the outside just look like tanking. We're going to throw some fines out and we're going to show everybody that we'll fine you if you tank. That's not going to stop anybody. One thing we can 100% agree on, Lil Fine ain't stopping nobody.
And that's why I went the draft route.
And that's why I went to, you know, my thing is make it stupid to tank. Just make it stupid. Because if I'm gonna get the same probability of getting the ball pulled if I'm the last team or the first team that's not in the playoffs, there's not a lot of incentivization for tanking. Now, if you're around the cusp and you're about to be like a playing team, you're like, no, I don't want to be the playing team. I'd just rather have a chance to get number one pick. You might tank a few games. But, you know, I think everybody on the bottom tanks a little bit. But I think when it gets gregarious, outrageous, that's when you kind of be like, come on, bro, I got to do something better than that.
But Lauren Alessilva, if we was to ask Alessilva to take both of our points and see what's going to go, he'd probably go with yours because he's a player. He's like the player's commissioner.
Now, he would say, yours is too harsh. I would rather do every 3 years, not five. 5 years is too long for a bad organization to have to wait, even if they do get the number one pick. He would say some crap like that.
He would, but he'll still go more of your route than mine.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going your route.
Now, David Stern on the hand, he definitely going my route.
Because he'll be like, you know, it's collectively bargained, blah, 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 you know.
If we still had David Stern, he definitely going my route. Oh, he did not care. If you did something during the David Stern's era, he was gonna make sure he let you know about it.
David Stern was a different animal.
Oh, he definitely was.
He was definitely a different animal.
But that's just how I feel. We taking draft picks away. How about that?
I ain't mad at it. Like I said, I ain't mad at it. I'm just saying, so you don't have no issues coming down the road, you better be 1,000% sure that that's what's happening all the way around.
I hate
if you go there.
And you're right.
But I don't have no problem with it because, hey, stop cheating. You know, I can't, you know, I despise a cheater now.
Oh, definitely. I know. Trust me, I know.
I do despise a cheater.
But that's how I feel. You got Kuman Kane's perspective, you got my perspective on tanking in the NBA. Silver, you better figure something out.
I kind of like yours though.
I'm going straight to it. So this is the reason why you want to tank? How about I take it away from you?
I do kind of like the harshness of it. You know, I like the harshness of it. I was just thinking like I said, yo, everybody get the same chance. We get your cutoff. So what you taking for?
No, yours is more logical. It's like there's no point in tanking. If you in the bottom 10, you got the same amount of
13, whatever, it don't matter.
You get the same amount of opportunity. Whoever ball gets picked out of the lottery is getting the first pick.
Well, so matter of fact, instead of doing it in a room and then bring you the results, we got 15 balls. We're gonna set the thing up in the middle of the flow. We're gonna take the 15 balls. We're going to dump them in there. We're going to have somebody sit there and spin them for about 5 minutes while we talk. Then we're going to stop. We're going to stick our hand in there. The number 15 pick, boom, 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 and go all the way down. We don't need nobody to do the results in the back room with the door locked and, you know, three people watching. No, we do it in front of everybody. Do it live.
Live so everybody can see.
Do it live.
We can point out if somebody is a little skeptical, ain't it? Come on.
Yeah, if one ball looks a little heavier, darker.
What we got going on here?
Yeah, do it live.
Everything else is live.
Right. Why they can't be? Why they got to have some agency come in and count all that? No, we don't need that.
That's how
you get take the millions of dollars you spend on them and put it in the salary cap for the players.
That's how you get paid on the table. Hey, make sure the Dallas Mavericks right. Get the number one pick. we need to make sure Dallas gets Cooper Flagg.
Right.